crazy to go around this region and just see the radical change in every way. I mean, we have become the most dependent city in the country physically. I go into Ballard, where I grew up, and barely recognize it. I was on Westlake last week, and the construction, everything is so radically different. So I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for places that have been able to hold on. And I remember when I was a little kid, we'd drive up Bothell Way, and anytime we were going to and from Highway 2 up there, we'd pass the Yakima Fruit Market, the little roadside fruit, vegetable, flower place right there in Bothell. And now it is being threatened by Sound Transit. And the owner of Yakima Fruit Market is Stuart Pogue, and he joins us here on Cairo Radio. Stuart, it's good to talk with you, sir.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Dory.
Okay, your wife Karen reached out to me. Man, she knew how to get to me. She knew how to get you guys on the show, because she talked about remembering helping my family pick out our Christmas trees in years past.
Yeah,
she was good at that.
I do believe I recall you were a shopper, or have been.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely we have been. I only live about 10, 15 minutes away from you guys now. Okay, so what's going on with Sound Transit, Stuart?
Well, damn if we know. We had a meeting, a meet and greet, if you will, although I wasn't as greeting as I probably should have been. There was a three of them came out, and they had a rough sketch of their plans. Well, we'd already seen the survey marks on the highway, and my son and I kind of analyzed what we saw, which was, oh, they're taking away the front of our building. So before they got there, we had a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I presented what I believe was going to happen based on a rough sketch that they had mailed to us. And I got a lot of no response. I would say, well, it looks to me like you're chopping off the front of my building, taking away all of our parking. And when I get zero response from someone, I kind of know what that means. Well, if I say anything back, it's not going to be what he wants to hear, so we'll just say nothing.
Right.
And sort of let our heads bobble. So there was a lot of head bobbling and not a lot of answers directly. They wanted to kind of review their plans, their tentative plans.
And what are they going to put in there? What do they want to put in? Because they're, you know, I live just down the road from you, and in Lake Forest Park, Sound Transit is likely going to destroy the character of, you know, a great city that's been my home for 30 years now. I've lived there longer than I lived in Ballard. And Sound Transit is going to fundamentally destroy Lake Forest Park with their plans. So what do they want to build that's going to take away your business?
It's their bus lane, essentially. It's their bus lane plus a 10-foot sidewalk plus an 8-foot green buffer, which is some prettification of the highway, I guess. You know, basically, they're just taking away our business. That's what they would be doing. And I said that to them. Once again, I didn't get a response. It was just a lot of bobbling and sort of smiles and concerned expressions, but really not a whole lot of feedback.
Yeah. No, look, Sound Transit. Sound Transit is it's a criminal operation. It has been from its very inception. It continues to be. You know, I drive up and down I-5 every day, and they, you know, they're tearing down thousands of beautiful old growth trees that I mean it is shocking. They're going to replace it with this concrete wall of a track that's going to be obsolete before it gets finished. And it is insane what we have allowed Sound Transit to do to our region and to our budgets. I mean, every single person in our area is paying $50,000 for Sound Transit.
Correct.
Man, woman, child.
It's incredible money.
How long?
And they're the gorilla.
Go ahead.
As far as I can tell, no one beats them down. They just push their way through regardless. I kind of did my online research about court cases with Sound Transit. They always prevailed.
Well, so I'll tell you something about that. Sound Transit has locked up almost every major law firm in the city so that...
I already found that out, Dory.
Yeah.
I called a law firm to represent me, and they said, well, that'd be a conflict of interest. And then I called another one, and they said the same thing. And I thought, oh, my God, this this is ridiculous. It's like... it's beyond belief that you can't represent yourself with a major law firm because they've hired them.
Yes, and I mean that was part of their plan right off the bat. So they, I mean, and that means the taxpayers, we are paying millions and millions of dollars so that they could lock up every law firm so that they can hold off any challenges. How long have you guys been in business there, Stuart?
81 years.
So, you know, 81 years. I talk about this with a lot of business owners. 81 years, you guys have survived in, you know, good economic times, and you've had some horrible economic times in that run.
Absolutely.
And you pay taxes, you provide jobs. What is it like, Stuart, when government treats you like the enemy instead of the economic engine that small businesses are for our region and every other?
Well, it's this, you feel this been kicked in the gut, like, and I have got an attorney online now, and he just said, well, we'll just try to maximize the dollars you get out of it. But he basically said, you're going to lose. And it's just overwhelming. It, you know, we had plans for our grandchildren taking it over, our children are in place to take it over, and it's our legacy, and our legacy is getting ripped out from underneath us. So we have started a process of reaching out to the Bothell City Council, Sound Transit, with postcards my wife's printed, and we've had a decent response. I don't know that it isn't to make us feel like we're doing what we can. I think my realistic view is it's kind of a futile effort.
Well, yeah.
And I don't want to feel that way.
Well, they've bought off most city councils, too. I mean, this is...
So I've heard.
Yeah, no, this is like a mob operation. It really is. And if we had an attorney general who was interested in doing his job, I think Bob Ferguson's the most dangerous politician I've ever seen in my adult lifetime.
Yep.
And if we had an attorney general who's interested in doing his job, Sound Transit would have been shut down because of, you know, for racketeering, for illegally taxing people, for lying to get things on the ballot. I mean, it is, and they've, you know, screwed us out of, it's going to be $100 billion for something that's going to be obsolete. It's really amazing to me, Stuart. When you were talking about losing your legacy, losing what you wanted to hand down to your kids and your grandkids, I really did hear a genuine sadness in your voice. I mean, it's pretty palpable, it seems.
It's overwhelming. I mean, I've cried. It's not something that I take. I mean, it's been my entire life, my wife's entire life, our children's entire life, and it's all just being ripped away in a way that feels not like the democracy I was raised in. I mean, it doesn't feel like we have a fighting chance. And we're going to fight. I mean, we will fight as hard as we can. People have said, well, Dix got away with it when they were. And I said, yeah, it's a little different story. They had a true alternative there.
Right.
The alternative for us is don't do it at all. And that wasn't a I presented that to the three that came here to meet us. And there was no response to that, but they said, well, it's the people's mandate.
Yeah.
And I just smiled and thought, yeah, there you go, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure sorry to hear what you guys are dealing with, and just that you have to put energy into fighting these guys for what is yours. It's just a shame.
Well, we thought it was ours, Dory.
Yeah.
We thought it was ours. Apparently, it was more of a fantasy than I ever thought. It's apparently it's for the taking. Anyone that's got the dollars and the political clout can do what they damn well please.
Yeah. No, I know it. I really am sorry for the fight, but I will remain an ally in your battle and keep me posted because, you know, like I said, I've got great fondness for legacy businesses, and to see Sound Transit just come and kick you in the teeth like this. But like I said, it's happening in my neighborhood too. They're going to destroy.
Oh, it's all over, Gory. Yeah. I know that. I know we're not alone. The one thing I'd like to say is that we do have postcards available at the checkout. If people will just, you know, continue and kind of pound the message forward that we really don't like what's going on. We don't like the way big government and business, I mean, has taken this kind of a ploy against small business is what it is.
Yep. No, it's very true. All right, Yakima Fruit Market. Everybody knows the place right on the roadside there on Bothell Way. And tell them Dory sent you when you go in to say hi to Stuart. Do you have any Dory specials for people who come in, Stuart?
Sure, you bet.
Okay.
Let's see, we've got some new crop apples starting to hit the stands. Everyone gets an apple that comes in.
Okay. I was just thinking a cherry. That's very generous, a whole apple. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Whatever. We're a generous group.
you're so generous, you're going to give your business to the government. How much more generous could someone be? All right. Hey, Stuart, keep me posted, and thanks for reaching out to me.
Thanks, Story. Thanks for giving us some time.
You bet. All right. All my best. And so Stuart Pogue, owner with his wife Karen of Yakima Fruit Market, that Sound Transit wants to tear down. They want to tear it down all in the name of progress, they tell us. It's just about money and power. That's all that Sound Transit's always been about, and it's a criminal, mob-like organization. This is more proof of it. All right, I'd love to hear your thoughts. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on The Dory Monson Show.